Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbine, and guess who's finally back on the set with me?
You were expecting somebody else?
Oh.
It's Friday.
Well, what are you expecting?
They called me like 2 hours ago.
Friday Frank. That's better than
Luckily, I was in the neighborhood.
That's better than fill-in Frank. Friday
Mowing
Frank.
Mike's lawn.
Acela?
$30 he pays. You're not bad.
You don't take the bus down here, are you? Huh? Acela?
I'm trying to save the company money.
Oh, stop.
Something you wouldn't know anything about.
Please.
Bus.
I'm sure they'd appreciate that. Welcome to PTI. Tony has the day off, so I am joined happily by our great friend, Mr. Frank Isola.
The only people that like me. People out here on this thing.
Wow. Get in the cup. It's going to be next. Let's start with the Eagles beating the Vikings by 6 in Philly last night. The Vikings turned the ball over 4 times. And the team that won 13 games last season now sits 0-2. The Eagles are 2-0, but neither of their wins has been particularly impressive to a lot of people. Frank, should either the Vikings or the Eagles feel good about their performance last night?
Well, the Vikings aren't going to feel good. I mean, they've lost 6 fumbles in 2 games. How about that one by Justin Jefferson?
Yeah.
Which really changed the momentum of the game. That changed everything. But I'm going to feel okay if I'm the Eagles because I haven't played my best. I've won on the road at New England, and last night, I get a win at home. First time I've played at home since going to the Super Bowl. Then you have DeAndre Swift rushing for 175 yards. But the concern is going to be Jalen Hurts. That's the big one. How about late in the game with A.J. Brown getting into it with him? You know, A.J. Brown is looking a little selfish. Your team is winning and you're worried about not getting the ball. I get it. They have that kind of relationship. I'm concerned about Jalen Hurts, but I'm 0-2 as I'm concerned with him.
Yeah, the thing about Philadelphia, look, the notion that they're going to win every game and look like the, 72 Dolphins.
Yep.
Okay, let's slow our roll a little bit. I mean, we know they got a great defense. That rushing performance last night was important. It was important to Jalen Hurts and important to that team. The Vikings were a bit desperate having lost already at home in week 1. So they're facing a Minnesota team that really needed to win, had some urgency about it. They still beat them. And so Philly is also a team that's been in the Super Bowl. And they're going to get everybody's best shot, particularly people in the conference who think they can take the Eagles and the Vikings will qualify. So, yeah, I think the Eagles ought to be fine with their performance. I know there's going to be massive overreaction to everything that happens in Philadelphia with that team this year. I hear you about Hurts. I wonder, I don't want to overreact to this. They're 2-0. I still think that they are, along with the 49ers, and let's see about Dallas, the class of the NFC so far. So I'm not down on Philly after last night.
DeVonta Smith is a player. And you think about the size that he is. I mean, it is pretty spectacular what he can do. How concerned are you with A.J. Brown, though, getting into it with Jalen Hurts? Nick Sirianni said after the game, wasn't aware of it. Meanwhile, he was standing right there
as it was happening. That's just a straight-up lie. But I don't think much of it. I don't think much of people getting into it in creative situations like that. By the way, I do a show where I'm called on to disagree with my co-host for 20 years plus. So, no, I don't ever read too much into that. And I think, how many times are those in-game blow-ups ever?
Especially in football.
Something that tells?
Where it's an emotional, physical game.
Yes, you're supposed to have them.
All the time.
Yes.
But when Nick Sirianni's telling the media.
Yeah, I didn't believe that. I didn't believe that.
We'll tell you when you need to know something. No, the media decides what they want to know.
Yeah.
You could decide whether or not you want to
answer. You can decide how to handle it.
Exactly.
We've seen Belichick and Coach Pop, just to mention two guys, handle that all the time in the best interest of team, but we're going to ask.
Yeah. Trust me. I think it also takes a while. You see this a lot early on in the NFL season. Sometimes it takes a while for the offense to catch up a little bit to the defense.
Well, especially when people don't play folks during the preseason.
I know.
They don't even bother.
The games that you have to pay for, the players don't play in. And Nick Sirianni admitted after the New England game, maybe we'll change that around.
Consumers should revolt.
All right, let's move to Sunday's slate of games. It features 2 presumed AFC powers, the Chiefs and the Bengals, both trying to keep from starting 0-2. 13 games in all, Mike. Which do you see as Sunday's juiciest?
Well, we're going to disqualify game I see is the most important game I'm going to watch, which is Bears and Tampa, because nobody else gives a damn
about
that.
You care that much about
outside
Baker
those
Mayfield.
Two markets.
That's why you're watching that one.
No.
Okay.
There's one game. I singled it out last week, and that's Chiefs at Jags. Even if the Chiefs had won, I'd be saying Chiefs at Jags. The Chiefs, of course, coming off that loss, opening week loss to Detroit. And the Jaguars, look, I know a lot of people came into the season caring more about Aaron Rodgers, caring more about Dak Prescott, caring more, you know, you have whatever. I care more about Trevor Lawrence. I want to see, is Trevor Lawrence going to take this step that so many people presume he's going to take? He seems perfectly paired with a head coach who gets him. They're in tune with each other. But I want to see Trevor Lawrence. And now that the Chiefs are 0-1 and have their own needed sense of urgency, what do we got in this game, Frank? That's the game I'm looking at.
And one thing about the Chiefs' dominance, you know, since Mahomes has been there, they've played 11 home playoff games. The road to the Super Bowl always goes through Kansas City, which that's why starting out 0-2 could be trouble for them. All right, you don't want to be Chicago-centric, so I'll be New York-centric. For me, it's the Jets and Dallas. First of all, Dallas demolished the New York Giants. They sacked Daniel Jones. That was a total mess that Sunday night.
New York, back-to-back.
But that's a 40-0 game, and now you have a Jet, and the Jets have a big-time defense. Now, I'm not going to be like everyone today. They're not the 85 Bears.
No,
so we'll pump the brakes on that.
They're not
even the 86
Please.
Giants, and certainly not
the 84 Bears.
Ravens.
So stop.
So we'll
Please,
slow down
New
on
York.
All that.
Please.
But that defense is legit, and
Josh Allen helped them out.
But so we'll see how their defense does against Dallas. But the big thing here is going to be Zach Wilson, because Zach Wilson is replacing Aaron Rodgers. A lot of talk. Should the Jets go out and get somebody? Robert Saleh did the right thing this week. You're not going to say publicly, we're a little concerned about our quarterback. Maybe we should look somewhere else. He's not going to say that. You have to show support for the young guy. Now, they have a tough schedule coming up. We'll see how Zach Wilson does. Give the guy some credit. I know he hasn't been good since he came into the league. He did lead them to 10 points in the fourth quarter against Buffalo. Your job as a quarterback, how many times have you seen it? Your guy, Rex Grossman, made it to a Super Bowl. Neil O'Donnell has made it to a Super Bowl. They manage the games. And Zach Wilson did a pretty good job in the second half of managing that game. For me, that's the big
God help us all if he goes to Dallas and wins that game. I mean, the overstatement and the overreaching will just be seismic. And I'll really be sick of the Jets then, even without Aaron Rodgers.
A couple of games here. Buffalo at home, Bengals at home, Patriots at home. If they all, any of them lose, they're
0-2. I don't put the Patriots in that category.
Patriots lose.
I don't put the Patriots in that category.
First time 0-2.
Bengals.
Since 2001.
Let's see what Joe's got.
Yeah.
I mean, the Bengals were probably overstated. I know they made a trip to the Super Bowl. I get it. Let's see the Bengals carry this over season after season after season. Let's see them do this 3 or 4 years before I grant this status and stature to the Cincinnati Bengals. Yeah.
What happens to the universe if the Cowboys win on Sunday? 2-0.
What's going to be more overstated, the Jets winning or the Cowboys winning?
Cowboys winning. Cowboys winning. Jerry Jones is going to start making plans for the Super Bowl if they go 2-0.
Let's move to Giannis, as in Antetokounmpo, revisiting the notion that he could leave Milwaukee. Giannis told the 48 Minutes podcast that as long as the Bucks franchise commits to winning another title, he can see playing within the rest of his career. However, to quote somebody else on this network that I love dearly, he added, quote, if there's a better situation for me to win the Larry O'Brien trophy, I have to take that better situation. Close quote. Giannis first floated this about a month ago, Frank. What do you make of him doubling down?
That's why I'm surprised that he did double down on
it. Why, you thought
he'd
back away from it?
Now, listen, you and I'm not going to speak for you, but we both know Giannis and we both like him. I love the guy. The guy is terrific. He's one of the guys, you ask him a question, he's going to give you the answer.
A real answer.
But I don't think it's the right tone to set from this standpoint, because you're saying the organization has to do everything it can. That's what they've done up to this point, and they've won a championship. Hang on a second, Mike. Last year, they had the best record in the NBA. They got knocked out in 5 games.
They did.
The number one reason they got knocked out,
Giannis,
was number 34, Giannis Antetokounmpo.
But Frank,
he couldn't make. He was 13. He was.
He had two.
13 of 23.
Not only was he hurt, but he did have a bad game when he did play.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on for a second. I don't like their offseason. The three teams all in the East, I don't like their offseasons. Philly, for obvious reasons, through no fault of anybody's really, except James Harden doing what James Harden's going to do. The Celtics. I mean, you're not going to tell me that Marcus Smart going somewhere else, you losing your heart and soul is a good thing.
Grant Williams.
I don't. And Grant Williams. They're two physically toughest guys. And I don't like Milwaukee. They didn't get any better. I know they kept the guys they had to keep, but they didn't get any better.
But, Mike, they did have the best record in the NBA. And, by the way,
all the teams
Giannis
got
missed 19 games last year, and they had the best record in the NBA.
Let me make you a bet right now about Milwaukee. And it's interesting because as you sit here, Mr. New York, let's face it, the place that is most talked about Giannis going with the enormous Greek community is New York City. Let's not be coy about that, all right? And so I'm not going to accuse a team of tampering. I can accuse a city of tampering because they show Giannis more love than any city without a player is showing. But, Frank, I don't see Milwaukee having gotten better. I may take New York, the Knicks, to have a better record than Milwaukee this regular season.
I'm going to bet you on that. I think a couple of years ago, everyone was linking Giannis to the Golden State Warriors. He looked like he fitted perfectly there. But by the time he becomes a free agent, you're looking at Steph, Clay, Draymond, a little bit older. The key is going to be Jrue Holiday, because Jrue Holiday is going to be a free agent, can opt out of his contract.
Yeah.
I think if Jrue Holiday resigns with the Milwaukee Bucks, I think eventually Giannis will do the same. By the way,
but Middleton's got to be healthy. Brooke Lopez is 107 years old and is fabulously valuable. Don't get me wrong. Love him.
They traded a lot of their picks to get Jrue Holiday. Funny you mentioned Queens, though. First time I ever met Giannis, he was a young teenager. I said, you ever heard of Astoria, Queens? That's the big neighborhood in New York that has a huge Greek population. Okay. He said, yeah, of course I've heard of Astoria.
Of course he had.
Familiar with New York.
And they're tampering.
Now the big question is, have you heard of Jalen Brunson? Throw those alley-oops to him.
That's why they're going to have a better record than the Bucks.
I'll bet you on that.
Let's take a break. Could the Colorado State-Colorado game be closer than most people expect?
And is the idea of Nick Saban retiring after this season really laughable?
I'm going to take this is a serious bet.
How many games are you going to win? Over 50?
51 or 52 games.
I'll take that bet.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Welcome back to the PTI Psychic Hotline, where the producers make Frank wear very silly clothes, but no better than to ask me. Still, I sense the first call.
Hi, Frank. Hi, Mike. Do you see the Colorado-Colorado State game being closer than most people think it will be?
No. I don't know what they think. The people are exaggerating, Frank, and we know this game now is the must-see game of the week in college football to me. Especially since Jay Norvell decided to get personal with Deion Sanders. I still see that the spread might be 22 or 23. I see a 20-plus point victory by Colorado. This thing could go the other way. The other team could rally around their coach and feel he's been disrespected. But I think Deion, by the way, handing out to his players sunglasses, that was just the light touch and the right touch, I think. But no, I see a blowout.
Yeah. 24 points.
24, it's up, the line's up to now.
You think Colorado State's coach, it almost had a little like wrestling, heavyweight boxing, where I'm trying to hype it up a little bit. Who knew who this guy was before this game?
Okay, nobody. You got to go back to Chicago and the Bears, because he played with the Bears in the strike-shortened season.
But here's my thing.
100 years ago.
Deion looks for the one little slight that he sees that's out there. For the most part, Mike, everyone is riding the wave like they're the Anaheim Mighty Ducks. It's like a Disney movie.
But they weren't a few months ago. They trashed him the whole offseason, including the Nebraska coach.
Well, hang on. What he did was wrong when he filmed himself humiliating those kids that he was going to kick off the team. You do that in private. Okay. I think for the most part, people have thought, oh, this is great. And guess what? What he's doing is exactly what all the college basketball coaches do. Rick Pitino's doing that at St. John's. He's using the transfer portal to build his team.
I'm with you.
More than playing
within the
rules.
The only part where I disagree with you is they took their shots.
Name names.
I don't keep the receipts. That's up to Deion, okay? I know who they are.
Most people have been for him and supportive.
No.
And if he lost 50 to nothing, that's not a referendum as a coach.
But I tell you
what. It doesn't mean they're going to win the national championship because they're
talking. I heard stuff from coaches who don't say boo and analysts who don't ever criticize other college coaches. They never do. They took their shots at Deion, okay? Some at this network. And fine, you can take your shots. But then other people can take shots back. And that's what they don't like.
But I think it's the same thing with Calipari when he coached college basketball and he was doing one and done. Everybody said, I can't believe he's doing that. Now everybody does that. What Deion is doing, though, is well within the rules and he's winning.
I'm agreeing with all that.
But I just think he's finding one or two people.
He didn't find it.
It seems like everyone is doing it.
When a guy says, my mother taught me, what that says is,
I don't think you should say that.
Parenthetically,
I don't think you should
your mother must not have taught you. That's what you hear.
I agree.
All right?
I also think
so Deion didn't do that. That was Deion just said, wait a minute, what fell on my lap?
I think it was calculated, though. I'm not saying it was right. I think it was calculated.
You know what's going to calculate tomorrow? The run-up of the points.
I think you're right about that, too.
What about the next caller?
Hey, guys. Do you see the idea of Nick Saban retiring at the end of the season to be laughable?
Not laughable. Nick Saban is, 71 years old?
71.
I don't see it as laughable. I think you can pose the question. But Saban's reaction, I think it's genuine. No. He doesn't seem interested in that at all. And I know, it's interesting. Saban has a team right now that's lost a game. They don't seem to be as good as Georgia. Coached by one of the people he formerly mentored.
Yep.
He's changing quarterbacks already, Nick Saban is, tomorrow, this early in the
season.
Tyler
Buckner from Notre Dame.
So they don't seem to be great, but I ain't saying he's on the way out. Like, he's got to go.
Yeah, that laughable quote, he said it on the Pat McAfee show, and you mentioned the loss. That's their second non-conference home loss in 17 years under Nick Saban.
It's a long time.
But here are the numbers, and you said it. 71 years old, 8 years, $93.6 million. He signed that in 2022.
Yeah.
Now, Nick Saban, first of all, he hasn't lost it as a coach. The guy is a tremendous coach. He could still recruit terrific players. His quarterback just won the Heisman. This happens, so you bring in a new guy. Now they're going to a different quarterback. Like I mentioned, the transfer from Notre Dame. Why would he retire? He said, what are you going to tell me? He's lost something off his fastball?
No, I think people started asking these questions about Mike Krzyzewski, and Mike was beyond 71. And at some point, going to retire.
Yep.
People asking about Pop, though, and he didn't. He just re-upped, didn't he?
Yeah.
Now, it helps when you get what is thought to be the best prospect on the planet. But, I'm not finding it laughable to suggest it, but I don't see it.
Yeah.
In the crystal ball.
Not yet.
Not yet. Phone lines are closed. Get out of here. Let's take one last break. But in our future, I see us talking about the Rays closing in on the O's.
And I see us discussing whether Dwight Howard could really join the Warriors.
That would make a thoroughly lovable team less so.
Is this how you watch Bears games with the candles out and stuff like that?
No.
Pray.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Time to get happy, people. Happy 30th birthday, Dennis Schroeder. This is the third thing Schroeder can celebrate this month, the first being Germany's gold medal in the FIBA World Cup, and the second being voted MVP of that tournament. team's championship run included a two-point win over Team USA in the semis. Overall, Schroeder averaged 19 points and 6 dimes for a team that he's called the best he's ever been a part of. Ouch. And he's been on a lot of them, 6 if you include the Raptors, who signed him this summer after he spent last season averaging nearly 13-5 with LeBron and the Lakers.
He was MVP of the FIBA World Cup. There was a game against Latvia, the quarterfinals. He was 4-26. But this is what I like. Look up irony in the dictionary. Dennis Schroeder and Germany winning. It's going to pull LeBron out of international retirement to play next summer. LeBron's
really
going to give up his summer to beat world champion Dennis Schroeder.
Schroeder lost a lot of money when NBA teams, particularly Lakers, they didn't go for it. Seems to be reclaiming a little something. Happy anniversary, Bam Adebayo, on this day 3 years ago, with the Heat clinging to a two-point lead with seconds remaining. Adebayo blocked Jason Tatum's dunk attempt to seal Miami's win in Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals in the Orlando bubble. Miami would go on to win that series 4-2 before falling to the Lakers in the finals. Team USA could have used Adebayo in the World Cup, as it lacked size for sure. Bam started on the U.S.'s gold medal team in the Tokyo Olympics and could reprise that role in next summer's Paris Games.
Bam once told J.J. Redick that every year he sends Tatum a picture of that block. Ooh. By the way, you mentioned next summer, Jokic could play for Serbia in the Olympics. Jokic in the NBA Finals, 30 points, 14 rebounds, 7 assists per game against Bam.
This notion that we're a lock to win if LeBron plays and Steph plays and
Kevin Durant.
Slow the roll, people.
Tatum.
The world can play now. Stop. Right. This ain't 1992. Happy trails to half the Orioles' 2-game lead in the AL East. It's down to 1 after the Rays' 4-3 win last night. Luke Raley hit a solo shot to put Tampa ahead for good in the 7th. And though the Orioles didn't get the win, center fielder Cedric Mullins authored 2 outstanding plays. The first was a diving catch in the 2nd to rob Taylor Walls of extra bases. The 2nd was a gorgeous bunt single in the bottom of the 5th that eventually led him to scoring the then tying run. The O's have now lost 3 straight and faced the Rays 3 more times this weekend.
The Rays bullpen. 4 innings, no hits, no runs, 7 strikeouts. It's a Kevin Cash special. By the way, their bullpen hasn't given up an earned run in the last 34 innings.
I'm rooting for Aaron Hicks and the O's. I really am. Yeah. No errors today. Let's jump to the big finish. The Athletic reports that the Warriors will meet with Dwight Howard next week. I hate this.
Why?
Does it make sense?
Why don't you like it? They need size.
Don't want him there.
He still has
They're
something.
A thoroughly likable team.
Playing in Taiwan.
Already.
The Rangers have closed to win the half game of the Astros in the AL West. Your thoughts?
I'm a Stros guy, sort of, but they swept 4-game sweep of Toronto.
Yeah.
Meaningful, I would think. Number 11, Tennessee at Florida tomorrow. Who you got?
How about this? Tennessee has not won at Florida since 2003. I'm going to keep the streak going.
20 years.
I'll take the Gators. Okay. NL Cy Young contender Justin Steele is on the mound for the Cubs tonight against the Diamondbacks. What do you expect?
We need the ace to be the ace. Be a stopper. We've lost 5 of 7. Got to climb back on. Lost 3 of 4 to the Diamondbacks. Can't have that. We need Justin Steele tonight. Last one. WNBA playoffs continue tonight. Who you got?
All right. Dallas gets Atlanta. Dallas won the season series 3-0. The Liberty, they get Washington. Washington just beat the Liberty to close out the season.
Yeah.
But it's going to be Liberty aces in the
final.
We're out of time. Thanks for watching. I'm Frank Isola.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Have a great weekend, knuckleheads. And remember, Monday, we're on the deuce, ESPN2. But now, here's SportsCenter.
Got the Bears winning?
Right here.
Sunday.
Bears beating Tampa. They better.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. 2 things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number 1, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number 2, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.